Hello, and welcome to the CARA podcast, Knowledge Base Live. This episode today is going to be all about an association that has been part of Central Alberta since 1957. With me today, and here to share his expertise and knowledge, is the owner of KCB Cabinets and Renovations and the 2022 president of the Building Industry and Land Development, Carl Sauvain. Thank you for joining me, Carl, and we appreciate having you here.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of this.
Well, thank you. And so to get things started and to have the audience get a little familiar, can you tell me a bit about what Build Central Alberta is?
Yeah, absolutely. So Build Central Alberta stands for the Building Industry and Land Development Association of Central Alberta. So we represent the residential construction industry at all levels, and through information sharing, we work to advocate for regional, provincial, and national members of Build. So as a member, you strengthen your network, you stay on top of industry standards, and you keep educated on the industry trends. And we're also the local Renomark representatives. So Renomark helps consumers identify professional contractors who have agreed to abide by a renovation-specific code of ethics and code of conduct.
Oh, okay. And to follow up with that, I guess, where exactly does Central Alberta then begin and end with those companies as well?
Yeah, good question. So Build Central Alberta region covers Wetaskiwin down to Olds and then the east and west borders.
And where would you say that those Build members are primarily located in Central Alberta? Is there a central place?
Yeah, mostly we operate out of the Red Deer region, but that includes Sylvan Lake, Innisfail, Black Falls, Rocky Mountain House, and Lacombe. That's our primary area. And then our association is also affiliated with the Canadian Home Builders Association at the national level and Build Alberta at the provincial level.
Awesome. So it's not just a local provincial thing. This is a federal, almost nationwide association.
Yeah, we go across the country. So it used to be CHBA. That's probably what most people would acknowledge, that CHBA, which is the Canadian Home Builders Association. So we are members of the Canadian Home Builders Association, but here in Alberta, we rebranded to be Build, which is the Building Industry Land Development. So we now include the land developers and everything else a part of that Home Builders Association.
Oh, okay. So it is all sort of connected in a way.
It is, yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that info about the association itself. So now that they're a little familiar with Build, can you tell me about the membership count and then sort of like the process and who is able to join or who can join?
Yeah, absolutely. So here in Central Alberta, we're 120 members and consistently growing strong. Our membership consists of builders, renovators, developers, trades, trade suppliers, and industry professionals. And by that, I mean like realtors, accountants, insurance agents, basically everyone that is involved in residential construction.
So as long as they have some involvement in real estate, they can apply to be a member?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Awesome.
We have several real estate agents, part of our membership.
And so with that as well, what is the process to sign up to become a member?
Yeah, basically to sign up, you would start by contacting our local office here in Red Deer, filling out an application form. The application form will ask for references and a whole bunch of detail about yourself and your business. Once your application has been submitted, the staff will check the references you have provided. Each application will be reviewed and approved by our board of directors. So basically, we like to vet people who are applying by this because, you know, once you have that brand attached to your name, the Build brand, basically that's telling the community that you abide by a code of conduct, you know, you offer a warranty, you're a reputable business. And that's what's really important to us at Build. So once full approval has been granted, you'll immediately be contacted by our staff and then you start to receive all the different member benefits.
And how long roughly would you say, on average, does it take for the membership to be evaluated and those sources to kind of be vetted?
It's fairly quick. I think it's a couple of weeks as long as we're able to get a hold of references and confirm the details that you put on the application form.
Yeah. Awesome. And so now that they've, let's say that they go through that and the process is all approved, once they have completed it, what are some of the services offered? And are there any exclusive services offered specifically for Build members?
Yeah, there's a few things. So once you become an official Build member, there's lots of different marketing and recognition that Build has for its members. And then you gain access to all of the different membership levels that we have. So we've got local, which is Build Central Alberta, then provincial, which is Build Alberta, and then national, which is the CHBA, which is really important because once you become a member, you're joining a bigger voice. It's no longer just, you know, your one voice. You're joining a group of people that are all passionate about the betterment of this industry and moving things forward. So Build members also will receive access to the National Advantage Program, which I think you were asking about exclusivity. This is a program that CHBA and Build has developed so that members are allowed to get discounts on certain things. I've heard of certain people being able to buy a vehicle for much, much cheaper through this Membership Advantage Program. So there's lots of different advantages that they have inside of their discounts and things like that. I think probably the most important thing is that you're attaching the recognition of what Build means to your business. So every Build member has to commit to an act of professionalism and integrity. And I think as far as the realtors go, the Realtor Association, I mean, you guys already have nailed that. I mean, you have a whole association that's dedicated to code of ethics and things like that. So this links very well to that as well.
I do feel that, yeah, there's quite a bit of a similarity between both associations there. So thank you for that as well. Now, I guess to kind of branch off of the membership and process involved with that and kind of getting more into the Build services as well, what would you say is Build's current inventory, and would you say it's greater or smaller than in previous years?
That's kind of a difficult question to answer. We don't have inventory per se as an association. So now some of our members, like some of our builder members, you know, some of the developers, they might have inventory where they have built spec homes that you could go and purchase. Definitely, I would say out of our membership, I'm sure that it's similar to the realtors out there in Central Alberta. I mean, houses are being purchased fairly quickly. There's just not as much on the market. But yeah, we've got lots of custom builders where they wouldn't have inventory on hand, right? You just would go to them to basically customize a house and build it. Yeah.
So would you say that they have been impacted by the global product shortages and shipping delays and everything as well?
I think everybody has in this industry. Every day is different. We've definitely become accustomed to sourcing new products and modifying what we have and just coming up with a new game plan. But I don't think it's affected quality or anything like that. We've seen price increases in our industry. I think that's pretty much worldwide, not just construction either.
Right.
But yeah, we've felt it, but you know, we've got a pretty diverse group and we're able to adapt as quickly as we can. So
you would say that a couple of the responses to these shortages has been increased pricing, and you said as well, alternative sourcing of products.
Yeah. Alternative sourcing of products, because I mean, especially for builders or renovators that would consistently use certain products, all of a sudden those products might not be available. So you're just forced for sourcing something different and, you know, making sure your customer's on board with that.
So as long as they're having the conversation with their customer, then it should be all right.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many situations that would be problematic other than just timelines taking a little bit longer to get things right now. But the industry's busy and there's supply chain issues, so it's kind of a double-edged thing.
It's kind of a worldwide issue thing.
That's right. I don't think it's just us.
So then how would you say that the new home building process is sort of like estimated? So if I were to start from scratch, where would I go?
Yeah, so it's a good question. There's quite a few variables to that. It depends. If you want to get a house from a builder that they've already done the designs on, so they've already pre-designed the home, you would basically go to them and they already have pricing associated with that. Now, if you're looking to build a custom house, you basically will go out and interview that builder, talk to them, and once you've decided which builder you like, they start working on a rough estimate for you. Once you're comfortable with that rough estimate, then that's typically when you would sign a design agreement and enter into a relationship with that builder, and away you go, design the house and go from there.
Awesome. Okay, so then say I'm a realtor then, instead of just a random client, what would be my involvement if I had a client who wanted to build a new home? So would I go to the builder and I sort of hand the customer off, or is there a heavy involvement when constructing a new home?
It's a really good question, and I can't give a specific answer because it depends on the builder that you're working with. And what I would recommend is before you start telling customers anything, you would give the builder a call and see how they do it, because some builders out there, they have just a base fee that they will pay to a realtor for basically bringing that customer to them. And other builders will negotiate or discuss that commission, or they just have the normal commission. But they're all different. I'm sure it would depend on volume of clientele out there and inventory as well.
Right.
But builders, you know, love working with any customer, however they come in. I think it's a conversation that would be best had before the customer gets too involved in the process, just to make sure that that person is taken care of the best way possible.
Communication is key.
Absolutely. It always is.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your words and your expertise as well there, Carl. To actually kind of end on a lighter note, what would you say that your favorite part about working with Build has been?
Yeah, just that I guess the best part is being a part of bettering our community and bettering the industry, because I think this industry, the residential construction industry, however we look at it, from land development, renovating, building, one of the toughest issues that we face is there's an underground economy. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of people out there working for cash. They're maybe not as trained. They're not educated in what the codes are. They're just not at the forefront of the industry. And that can cause a lot of problems. It can cause a lot of problems for realtors, actually. It can create a lot of prices or problems for prices of homes. So what Build is to me is that we're making sure we get the education out there. We educate our members so that anybody can refer to Build and go, by hiring one of these companies, I know I'm getting somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that's reputable, somebody that's ethical, somebody that understands codes and is going to take care of the consumer and take care of the home that is being sold or anything like that, right? Which is important. So
to touch back on what you mentioned earlier about this underground economy, you did elaborate a little bit, but can you tell me a little bit more about what it is, and do you think it's a big problem in Central Alberta?
Yeah, I do think that underground economy is an issue for Central Alberta. It's probably an issue countrywide, actually. And what I mean by that is people operating without proper contracts. They work for cash. You know, they don't have journeymen working for them, or they're not pulling permits. It's really common in our industry to see people not pull proper permits, and it makes it hard for legit businesses to do their work ethically, because they're competing with people that aren't on the same playing field, basically, and actually hurting the residential construction industry. And that carries forward into residential home sales. I mean, I walk into homes all the time where you can tell it's been a DIY renovation, and you know, you look into it and no permits were pulled. You start wondering about the electrical, and it gets dangerous.
Yeah, and even in instances like that, it could be unsafe if it's done, you know, improperly. So I guess to follow up with that then, when you are hiring, whether it's a realtor or even a member of the public, do you have any advice for hiring a contractor or what to look for?
Absolutely. The biggest thing I recommend is get it in writing. Get a solid contract in writing. And if you want to hire any trade, or as a real estate agent, if you're referring your client to a trade, it might be just as easy to refer them to the Build website, where all of our members are listed. All of those members have to have a contract. They have a legit legal contract that protects the consumer, protects themselves. It just means that the job's going to be done properly, they're going to pull the proper permits, and they're going to do the job up to today's codes.
Well, that is very insightful, and thank you. There you have it, folks. Build Central Alberta is an association that's been serving the local home industry and has been an integral part of Alberta for years. Once again, I would like to thank Carl for taking the time to come and discuss the association as we continue forward into a brighter 2022. So to everyone listening, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay safe, keep calm, and care on.